Once again, you're listening to Weekends at All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Wade Goodwin, and it's time now for music. Tis the season for light, bouncy, jangly guitar anthems, and one of the first of the summer comes from Eleanor Friedberger. This one's called Stare at the Sun. Eleanor Friedberger and her brother Matthew formed the band The Fiery Furnaces in the beginning of the 2000s, and after 7 albums, they parted ways temporarily to work on solo material. Eleanor's second solo album comes out Tuesday. It's titled, cleverly enough, Personal Record. Hard to believe no one's used that one before, but it's true.
It was something I'd kind of had in my back pocket for a while. I just thought it made a great, like you said, I couldn't believe that it hadn't been used before. You know, I liked the sentiment behind what could be an emotional challenge, but also a physical challenge, you know, and I like to work out my problems on the court, so to speak. I don't want to bother you,
but there's something to say that I want you to hear. There are quite a few moments on the record that took me back to the 1970s, which I'm sorry to say was when I was in high school and college, in terms of the instruments like the electric piano, which you don't hear that much anymore, or some of the echo effects like an old T-Rex song. Was that something you were trying to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was born in the 70s, but I grew up listening to classic rock radio in Chicago, and those sounds, a Wurlitzer piano, a very dead drum kit, you know, those are my favorite sounds. And I still, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say it. You know, I love the sound of an Elton John record, or I love the sound of a Carole King record. That's my taste. I don't want to bother you, but there's
something to say. Let's talk about the song She's a Mirror. Uh-huh. It has a very complex rhyme scheme, uh-huh. And I almost want to hear you recite some of that as poetry. Would you?
Sure. She's got a long black cape, and you're trying to escape from the shape of the things yet to come. She's got a hammer and nail, and you feel like you failed when you inhale and offer her some. She's guessed your address from your eyes more or less than confessed to a part in your downfall. There's a rip in your shirt that's smeared with dirt, and it hurts when it's time.
This is a very impressive rhyme scheme, and I imagine you worked on it for quite a while. Can you talk about what inspired you and what you were trying to do here?
Is now the time to not take full credit for all of these rhymes?
Now is the time.
I wrote these songs with my friend Wesley Stace.
And he records under the name John Wesley Harding.
That's correct. And when I started working with him, it became clear that we were going to have very complicated rhyming schemes, as you just said. Unlike my last album, which was very much, I wrote the words almost as long lists, and it was more important to me how the words just sounded coming out of my mouth, you know, more so than if they rhymed or if they made that much sense, really. And this was very much a conscious, you know, decision and effort to make it more seem like poetry, I guess. She's got a record by Spock that lights up in the dark, and it sculpts her pot and needle dull skin. She's got beautiful teeth and a man-sized reed shoe, the queen with the lunar eclipse.
I'm speaking with Eleanor Friedberger. Her new solo album is called Personal Record. I know you graduated from my alma mater, the University of Texas, and mm-hmm. that you had an internship with the public television program Austin City Limits, all of which speaks to your immense intelligence. Did you learn anything as a touring musician from any of the folks that came through?
I think just the diversity of it was the most appealing and interesting thing. I got to see Lionel Hampton play. I got to see Los Lobos as the group they did Los Super 7. You know, it wasn't just a country music show.
And had you already decided to be a musician at that point?
No, not at all. I mean, I'd already started playing music, but not in any kind of serious way. I thought maybe I could do something like what you're doing, or I thought maybe I would be a producer, or I thought I could maybe work in the movie business.
And my favorite song, is it okay if I tell you my favorite song?
Yes, please.
It's My Own World. And
that's one of my favorites.
It has an easy melody. I love the background vocals, and I wondered if we could take a listen to it.
I could sing it right now.
Yeah, sing it right now, would you?
I was living and breathing and sitting quite quietly, watching the TV and minding my diet. I moved from my in my own world, own world. It's easy breezy.
It is easy breezy.
It's supposed to sound a little bit like the Grateful Dead, believe it or not. A band I never listened to until recently.
And it actually did kind of make me think of Austin.
Good.
Maybe even with a little REM thrown in it, with the way you do the vocals in the background. I know you've said in the past that one of your frustrations with your career is that you didn't get started earlier. Although, you know, you started in your 20s, talk to me a little bit about what you mean when you said, I wish I'd have started earlier.
Yeah, I mean, our first album came out, the first Fiery Furnaces album came out when I was 27 years old. And that seems late. You know, you look back and you think about wasted opportunities and wasted time, and, you know, it's easy to say now when you're a little bit older. But of course, I could never have made this album, certainly, without all that past experience, you know. But I wish I had been playing in, you know, at the Blue Flamingo in Austin, Texas when I was 19 instead of watching from the sidelines, you know. I am the past, you'll never forget me. I'd probably come back and stay if you'd let me. I am the past and you cannot ignore me. You've got no idea what happened before me.
Eleanor Friedberger's new solo album is called Personal Record. It comes out on Tuesday, but until then, you can sample every track from the record at NPR's exclusive First Listen. That's at nprmusic.org. Eleanor, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you, Wade. I am the past, so please fill your boots with memories you can pull up by the roots.
I am the past, a glint in the eye. Our program is directed today by Becky Hersher. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Lily Percy, Amy Held, Connor Donovan, Liz Baker, Rima Crace, and Becky Sullivan. Our intern is Rachel Rude. Our weekend rev producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kulamore, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is the brilliant Key Molesky. Muthoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Wade Goodwin. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. And even though Click and Clack turn off their car radio in disgust when they hear me say it, this is NPR News.